Young Ben fidgets in his seat as more parishioners fill the church. He glances at the upper level where a few of the younger children are playing. Rebecca nudges her cousin Sally, and they both turn around, noting the entrance of Rachel Revere, wife of silversmith Paul Revere, and two of her children, Deborah and Paul Jr. The Revere family sits in pew number 59. "You must speak to him," Rebecca tells Sally. "He looks at you when we leave after every service."
"I was hoping he'd approach me," responds Sally quietly.
Rebecca shakes her head, realizing that at this rate, 15-year-old Paul Revere Jr. and her cousin would never become acquainted. Scheming as always, Rebecca has a plan of her own to speed the process along. Reverend Ebenezer Pemberton, the 70-year-old pastor of the Newbrick Church, slowly makes his way to the pulpit that stands in the middle of the building's north side. After a brief pause, waiting for all to become attentive, he begins preaching the sermon. The service itself lasts just under an hour. Toward the end, Reverend Pemberton shares some of his own personal views about England, her colonies, and the current tensions. Opinions of the congregation appear split on his view of this topic. When the service ends, Uncle Alex leads the family out of the church, and he stops for a moment to speak with friends. Rebecca takes this opportunity to set her plan into motion. Before Sally can prevent it, Rebecca engages in a conversation with Paul Revere Jr. Her message soon brings a smile to his face, and then they both share in some hearty laughter. By this time, Sally has noticed the two speaking and wonders what her cousin is up to. A moment later, Rebecca brings Paul over to meet Sally.
"Your cousin says you intend to marry me someday, and predicts we'll have a large family, at least 10 children, according to her," says Paul. "Perhaps we should begin by saying hello. My name is Paul Revere, Jr."
"My name is Sally Edwards."
"Well, Sally, your cousin suggests we name our first son after your Uncle Alex."
Sally, appearing quite embarrassed, glares at her cousin Rebecca, who is now grinning from ear to ear.
"I have to leave soon with my family," says Paul. "It was very nice meeting you, Sally."
And winking at Rebecca, he adds, "Thanks to you." Paul Jr. dashes off to join his mother and his sister Deborah. The church land connects directly to their North Square property, and for the Reveres, it is a short walk home. Outside of the church, the conversation continues.
"I think he really likes you," says Rebecca.
Sally, about ready to explode, says, "At least 10 children. I hope you prayed well this morning, because you'll need some of those prayers to save you now." With that, Sally lunges for her cousin and then chases her for the full distance back to the Edwards home. Fortunately for Rebecca, she never quite catches her.